I went to law school at the University of Arkansas back in the late 1970s. And while in Michigan, you can throw a stone into a crowd and you probably hit a Catholic. Whether that Catholic goes to Mass or not is debatable, but you can hit a Catholic. Down in Arkansas, no, folks are Baptists. There was a group of guys in the dorm who felt that I was a Catholic, I needed to be saved. I needed to accept Jesus Christ into my life. They're a good bunch of guys. They love Jesus. And after many times praying with them, reading scriptures with them, I decided I would do that. I would invite Jesus Christ to come into my life. And I had an amazing experience. It was quite beautiful. And our good priest and Father Joe Paolo, I told him about that Sunday at Mass. I says, you know, these Baptists down there, they say you should accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And I did have an experience, Father. And he says, yep, probably did. You know, you experienced the Lord in your life. But then he challenged me. Have you ever felt that feeling before? And after some reflection, I said, yeah, I remember when I had that feeling before. It was at my first communion. That's me at my first communion with my sister Mary and my sister Michelle. Yeah, my first communion. And I remember kneeling at the communion rail, Father John Haney said, you know, Corpus Christi, body of Christ, in Latin, because it was still in Latin then. And I said, amen. I opened up my mouth, replaced Jesus on my tongue. And I felt fantastic. It was a wonderful feeling. It truly was an amazing feeling. Father Paolo said, that's because that is the time you decided on your own to accept Jesus into your life. And any time you pray to the Lord and you open yourself up to the Eucharist, you receiving Jesus again and again and again. Because Jesus is constantly coming into our lives. It's not a one and out. It's a forever you live on this earth and are open to him, especially in the Eucharist. And this is the night when Jesus gave us the Eucharist. He gave us himself. He gave us himself. He took the bread and said, this is my body. He took the cup and said, this is my blood. And we receive him, the very person of Jesus himself. That is an intimate and personal encounter with Christ. And reflecting on that, I realized that for the rest of my life, Jesus is always going to be there, wanting to enter my life more and more and more. He wants to be part of me. And as I grew more into understanding of the power of the Eucharist, began to realize that the most important thing I was called to do in life was to bring the Eucharist to others so that they too can have a personal encounter with Christ, that they too can accept Jesus Christ into their life. And that's exactly what we do at the Eucharist. If anyone ever asks you and says, have you been saved by the Lord? Have you accepted Jesus in your life? Look them right in the eye and says, absolutely, I remember my first communion. And most of us do remember our first communions. We do. How many things do we remember when we're seven? You remember that. The reason you remember that is because it's a powerful spiritual moment when Jesus, in a very special way, enters our very being. Because Jesus wants to be part of our very being because he wants all of us to be part of his very being. The Eucharist unites us with Jesus. It's a tremendous event and a beautiful event. And that what we're celebrating above all tonight, that beautiful gift of the Eucharist, when Jesus gave himself to all of us. There's an old hymn that describes that, how that amazing grace through the Eucharist pours into our lives and transforms us. And I'd like to conclude this. I ask everyone to please stand. You probably know the words, but they're going to be on the screen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that caused my heart to fear and break my fears relief. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. The Lord has promised so to me, His word, my hope, secure. He will my shield and portion be.